Stacey and Jay Spoon, East Coast Radio.
Mariah Carey, Heartbreaker, East Coast Radio. She recently was doing a show, I think it was in Vegas.
Yeah.
Somebody took a video of her and popped it on the internet, and she is standing dead still.
Yeah.
And just kind of like her head is moving from side to side, and people are like, is this a... What's going on here?
She's not giving a lot.
And then she was carried and put on a chaise lounge where
like
she proceeded
Tyler.
To do the rest of her show.
Yeah.
And people were like, is Mariah Carey okay?
She thinks she's the thing, hey?
No. But also, she's, you know, she's done so much.
Yeah,
she's
why?
Like, I'm tired, guys. You're getting the
why
vocals.
Move?
You're not getting a 75-step dance routine. Leave me. Anyway, speaking of leaving people alone, we wish we could, but we can't. And henceforth, and therefore, we must have confessions.
Confessions.
If you are just tuning in, the original story was about this woman whose husband is blowing his nose on their towels. She's very distraught, and he's like, don't worry, babe, chill, it's all good, like, it's my towel, don't stress. No.
Yeah.
Like, it's not about being your towel, sir, it's that you can blow your nose on a tissue. You know what, even the roller towel, and I know that there's some people listening going, absolutely not. You can go to the kitchen and get that roller towel that costs R2 a sheet, and you can use that, but not the towels.
Yeah, man, it's him reckoning that he's got it all under control. Meanwhile, it's
I'm fine.
Giving your partners about to leave you for this bad habit.
Yeah.
And speaking of those bad habits, we're asking you to share. Be honest, right? What weird habits does your partner have? I mean, from, you know, singing out loud in the shower to taking forever to get ready. Yes, I keep saying ladies.
Yeah, no, okay, we're picking up what you're putting down. We get it.
You know, overthinking small decisions to playing a character when it's time to have a fun time. Next thing you know, you're under arrest.
Oh. That feels weirdly specific.
Yeah. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Are you picking up what I'm putting down? Now, Stacey, I'm going to start with you, right, before we get into the voice note mashup.
Why?
Because I'm sure people are going to share more of their partner's bad habits if we start to do so ourselves. Stacey, you've been in a relationship now. It's almost 2 years. We've been watching you talk about your boyfriend every single day. Yes, that is the truth. She does. In fact, after we turn our mics off, she's going to tell us about her boyfriend.
He's great. He just sent me a voice note.
Exactly. See how it started already. What are some of your partner's bad habits?
Okay.
Like cute stuff.
So initially I thought there were none.
Yeah.
Because obviously he is a perfect angel.
She's doing it again.
And he might be listening. He's a perfect angel. But there are a few things that we're living together. So he has a propensity to never throw away the inside of a toilet roll. I don't know if he's collecting it for an art project. He's not recycling.
Yeah.
He's not that way inclined. So he just kind of has a whole collection of them. Again, to do with, I don't know what he's doing with them. He will take off his clothes where they are, and there they stay. So like socks, shoes, everything like as is. And his new favorite thing to do is that when all the ironing and stuff has been done, I like to leave it sort of in the kitchen lounge area so I can divvy everything up into where it needs to go. The ironing was done on Monday.
Mm.
That man's wardrobe is still in the kitchen, bro. On the kitchen counter. And I do have a pretty lush counter, admittedly. But right next to the air fryer, boy panties.
Yeah, so, see, we are all sharing.
Yeah. I didn't even have to think that hard, actually.
I thought you were going to tell us how he's always looking down on you because he's so tall.
Hello, Stacey and Jay Spoo. You are speaking to Nandi from Durban. My husband's got this disgusting habit of smoking inside the house. I cannot stand it.
Hi, Stacey. Hi, Jay Spoo. Carrier from the Crest. Anonymous. I'm just saying, if that was my partner, I would literally get a divorce. That is disgusting. Whether or not you got to put that thing in the washing machine, where else is it not going? In your washing machine. Ooh, I'll die with your other clothes. No.
The most annoying habit is leaving a wet towel on the bed. Ugh, after you showered.
Where we delve into some of your dramas. We give our opinion, we give advice this time around relating to bad habits. And we're asking you, what are your partner's bad habits? Stacey, I'm very proud of you.
Yeah.
The fact that you could share your partner's bad habits and you haven't received a text saying, how dare you? That's good management.
Another one of his bad habits that he doesn't listen to the show every day consistently between 3 and
no.
6. Yeah. Now that one hurt you too. Another observation I'd like to make. I'm hearing a lot of women talk about their husbands and their partners and their boyfriends. It's a lot of A lot of ladies in these voice notes.
No.
Haven't heard much from the gents.
So,
as the two gentlemen on the show, Jay Spoon, Nicholas Tatham, would you like to comment on any of your partner's bad habits?
Look me in the eye. Yeah. Look me in the eye. Hold it down, boy. I think, our partners are
she's
very
perfect. Angel.
Yeah, we love our partners.
There's
very
absolutely
much.
Nothing wrong that she does.
Nothing wrong. As a matter of fact, Nick, I think I'd like to at least apologize for when I do something wrong.
Yeah. Mm. Don't put my laundry in the laundry basket.
Well, even after I haven't done anything.
So you've actually just got
I'd like to say sorry for
you
that.
You've got an I'm sorry in the bank.
Yeah, in the bank. Ready. Okay. Ready and loaded. But our partners are
perfect.
Perfect.
Okay.
Nothing wrong there. No.
Just asking.
Yeah, but even if there was,
which there isn't.
I'd just like to thank them. Yeah.
Like just, you know what? Actually, Nick, take a moment. Just say, thank your partner for just being
thank
so
you very much for everything that you do.
Yeah. Zintle as well. Thank you. Perfect. Nothing wrong. Ladies, please keep complaining about your boyfriend, your husband. That's what we are here for. If anything.
Oh, shame, guys.
It is what it is.
No, listen, every man listening is like, nope, you're not going to catch me today.
Hey, Stacey and Jay Spoo. At least the confession is that he's blowing his nose on a towel and he's not wiping his book.
Hi, guys. My partner constantly touches his nose and it's just so weird.
The one thing that my partner does that really gets under my skin is brushing his teeth in the shower.
Hi, Stacey and Jay Spoo. This is Neil from The Bluff. The one thing I can't stand is when they use up all the toilet paper and you always the one that gets caught with the bloody cardboard sitting in the toilet.
Wait.
You have to get up and sort this.
The first guy came through.
Wait. Neil. Okay. Neil from The Bluff. I'm assuming that that's a pseudonym because you obviously want to stay alive for the rest of the day. Stressed about the fact that his partner constantly leaves just the empty toilet roll. So maybe Neil is dating my boyfriend. Andy James from Traffic. Can you verify if this is something that you have done?
I think all women do this for some reason. I do this. I'm so sorry.
So you're the problem.
I'm the problem.
Sorry, Neil. Sorry, babes.
R.I.P. to Neil.
Yeah.
Bloody problem out, you know.
My partner insists on wearing holy socks when he's got brand new socks in the cupboard.
East Coast Radio, Carrie Ann here. So my husband's absolutely terrible habit is leaving things in the kitchen sink. And I'm not just talking about dishes. If he takes grapes off of the branches, the grape branch lives in the sink for the rest of the day.
Thank you, ladies, for sharing. To that lady that
and
mentioned
Neil.
The holy socks. I think there's a thing about, you know, socks that are not, and underwear that's not in the right condition that some people appreciate. We wait until the elastic is completely.
If you say something
out
about ventilation, I'm gonna walk over there.
It might just be.
Okay,
Stacey.
Hold on, I should have sold.
Do you know what it feels like?
I would.
No, you don't.
You're about to know what it feels like.
Stacey and Chase Boo, weekdays 3 to 6 p.m. East Coast Radio.